Good morning. This meeting is now in session. My name is Angela Ryder. I'm the chair of the Arizona State Board of Massage Therapy. It is Wednesday, February 7th, 2024 at 9 o'clock a.m. and I'm calling this special meeting to order. So folks, please on this video conference, mute yourselves until it is your opportunity to speak or you've been called upon. This will help eliminate distractions and background noise. Let me also mention that because this is a special meeting, this meeting is not eligible for the three CE hours that are normally given for our standard board meetings. The chair of the Arizona State Board of Massage Therapy reserves the right to change the order of items published on this agenda, except for public hearings set for a specific time, which we do not have today because it is a special meeting. But as a formality, during the board meeting and upon a vote of the majority of the quorum, the board may go into executive session to obtain legal advice from the board's attorney pursuant to ARS 38-431.03A3 on any items listed on the agenda. All meeting attendees whose presence is not required in the executive session may remain in the board meeting room when the board withdraws to chambers for an executive session. Any and all legal action by board members will only take place in open session. Executive Director Offerton, will you please call roll and unmute?
Yes, Madam Chair. I was trying to beat you before you said that. Board Member Tascott.
Present.
Board, Vice Chair DeRoost.
Present.
Chair Ryder.
Present.
Three ayes, two vacant.
Thank you. Pursuant to ARS 38-431.018, the board may make an open call to the public during the public meeting, subject to a reasonable time, and that is 2 minutes. The 2 minutes will be timed by the board staff. We will place in manner restrictions to allow individuals to address the public body on any issues within the jurisdiction of the public body. However, members of the board are not allowed to discuss or take legal action on matters raised during an open call to the public unless the matters have been properly noticed for discussion and legal action. The board, however, may ask staff to review a matter or may ask that a matter be put on the future agenda. Please be advised that a call to the public is not an opportunity for testimonies and, again, must be within the jurisdiction of the public body. If you are wishing to participate in the call to public, please raise your hand on the meeting screen. Do we have a call to public? Jeffrey, please go ahead. And unmute.
Hello.
Please go ahead.
Sorry, I just wanted to make sure my mute button wasn't working. I'll go ahead and watch the rest of this meeting here. I wasn't too sure how to describe my situation.
Understood. Thank you. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
Are there any other call to public this morning? And it appears that they are not. There is not. Item number 4 on the agenda. Are there any conflicts of interest regarding the content that we are going over today from the board members? And there is not. Open meeting minutes from our last meeting are in process, so hopefully those will be done by the next by our next regular board meeting. Item number 6 on the agenda. Now we're getting to the good stuff here. This is why we are here today. This is going to be a discussion, review, and possible action on the following 3 items on those listed on your agenda today. This first one is a proposed formal opposition by the Arizona State Board of Massage Therapy in regards to HB 2169, which is a consolidation proposal of the massage board to the barbering and cosmetology board. This bill is currently awaiting hearings before the Arizona House Government Committee. I'd like to begin the discussion and then invite the board members as well as Director Augerton to share their thoughts before making an actual motion. Let's discuss the pros and cons of this proposal. And I'm trying to, and I want to be very open-minded, although I already have my own personal opinion on this particular bill. But my greatest concern is that there was no collaboration with the massage board or the stakeholders in this proposal before it had been introduced. And it seems to me that it was done in secret, and the perception to me is when things like this take place, it is due to special interest that may be seen as unfavorable. There has been some realistic speculation that proposing this consolidation would speed up the licensing process to only 4 days rather than 3 months. The part that's missing here is that the FBI background check cannot be sped up, and it does take 90 days. And I am still unsure if cosmetologists or estheticians are required to have a background check. I'm assuming at this point that they do not, and that is why their licensing process happens quite a bit faster than what we have here at the Massage Board. While the Cosmetology Board does have more staff and more resources, that board has already been in discussions regarding how much money it would take to take over operations of the Massage Board, and again, not consulting the Massage Board. And this, again, was done without this board's knowledge. And yet this board has repeatedly asked for funding to operate more efficiently by hiring more staff. It is my understanding that not much would change as far as our current legislation, statutes, and rules. Those would remain the same for now. My other concern is that the cosmetology board may not be adequately prepared to deal with the incredible amount of fraudulent license requests, and that those may be potentially overlooked what our current board staff knows to be obvious signs of fraudulent application. And this does pose a serious threat to the public. Again, I want to be very clear that these are my opinions and my observations. And at this time, I would like to open the floor for the other board members to speak. Let's start with Vice Chair Bailey DeRoost.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for bringing all of that up. I think the kind of nature in which this has been proposed wasn't collaborative, which is concerning, not opening up the opportunity to talk about kind of the pros and cons of this are, you know, definitely a high consideration for me of concern. For me, I agree with everything that you said as far as the concerns pertaining to this. I also just think the unique needs of the illicit massage industry and maybe losing some of that aspect, as well as just the unique nature of how many sexual assaults and the personal natures of which we see, maybe losing some of that with the joining of the two boards. And so from my perspective, I have some concerns just from that regard of how it would be approached and just the sensitive nature of both of those two things that we see a lot of, as well as the fraudulent licenses, which I think kind of all go hand in hand with that. So, thanks. Oh, you're on mute.
Yes, I am. Thank you. Thank you for your input, Vice Chair. Board Member Tap Scott.
I agree with the two other board members. I think all three of these agenda items speak to the same thing. And my concern and my frustration is that I think this is something that if you asked any lawmaker or any governor, if they agreed that their job is to protect public safety and to make it as easy to conduct commerce in their state as possible, they would say yes. And yet all three of these agenda items we're asking for because the exact opposite is occurring. Business isn't being conducted very well because we're underfunded, and we're not protecting the public because we're underfunded, and we can't get public appointments, which hurts protecting the public and hurts moving business along smoothly. And I, for the life of me, can't see this as a nonpartisan issue. We want people to do business in this state, and we want people to be safe in this state. And I think lawmakers and our governor need to take action towards that if that's what they believe. Now, if they don't believe that, then I'm putting them on notice. Because by not responding to these requests, they're saying they don't believe in that. And mashing us into another board doesn't fix problems that should have been fixed a long time ago and are very easy solutions to provide. Give us board members. Give us funding that's already there, that's already been collected by this board, and let us protect Arizonians and let us help them conduct business in their state.
Thank you for that, Board Member Tapscott. I agree with you. On that note, I would like to create a motion. I move that the Arizona State Board of Massage Therapy take a formal position in opposing HB 2169. May I have a second?
And this is Vice Chair DeRuth, and I'll second that motion. Thank you.
Mr. Augerton.
You ready for the roll?
Yes.
Madam Chair? Okay.
Yes.
Board Member Tapscott.
Aye.
Vice Chair DeRoost.
Aye.
Chair Ryder.
Aye.
Three ayes, two vacant.
The motion passes. Next on our agenda, proposed approval for a formal letter to the governor's office requesting executive staff to finalize and complete the appointments of the two board vacancies designated for public protection representation. Again, I'd like to start this discussion. We have waited quite some time for these vacancies to be filled. I understand other boards are experiencing some of the same issues. However, once again, it is my perception that this is purposely done and being executed so the board appears incapable and inefficient. I've mentioned in previous meetings that due to Board Member Tapscott and my own knowledge of many licensed massage therapists in the state from being in the education arena, the chances are much higher that one of us must recuse ourselves from a case that's being reviewed. And this will prolong the case closing in the 180 days, which we had voted on, which was one of the deficiencies mentioned in our performance audit. One of the vacancies has been open shortly after this particular board was formed or appointed, this new board, and then since last late summer, Ms. Mariah Moon had resigned as well. So we've been down to three. And in the event that one of us has to recuse, we can't hear a case at all. So I'd like to, again, open the floor to the board members. Let's begin with Vice Chair DeRoost.
Sure. Honestly, I don't have too much more to add to that than I absolutely agree with you, and I fully support this, and hopefully we can get some people appointed. I think it's to the detriment of the efficiency of the board, and I'm sure there's people who are willing to do it, so hopefully we can get that, but I don't really have any much more to add. I agree.
Thank you. Board Member Tapscott.
I addressed this with my last comments, but I have more to say. I think the amount of government resources being used to scrutinize this board through the sunset audits and such, which I think are valuable, but the amount of resources being used to create those audits and then the lack of resources given us to address those audits, like literally appointing board members, there's no cost associated with this. It's inexcusable. If you care about the public, assign us board members to do our job. Let government do its job. Inexcusable. I fully support officially asking for board members. How ironic.
Thank you, Board Member Tapscott. So I know that we have done this before. We're doing it again. I am moving that a formal letter to the governor's office requesting executive staff to finalize and complete the appointments of two board vacancies designated for the public protection representation. That is my motion. May I have a second?
My turn. This is Board Member Tapscott. I second that motion.
And a roll call vote, please, Director.
Yes, Madam Chair. Vice Chair DeRoost?
Aye.
Board Member Tapscott?
Aye.
Chair Ryder?
Aye.
Three ayes.
The motion passes. And next, this is a proposed approval of the request to the Governor's Budget Office for 2024, accessing a state board revolving fund for emergency hiring of additional state licensing official and state investigator. So we have made this request before. We're creating a motion regarding it before it was, all of us, authorizing that to happen. My understanding now is that our revolving fund has been swept by half to accommodate the state deficit. Our performance audit indicated many deficiencies that were very similar to the findings at other boards, yet other boards do have more staff and access to their funds. The algorithm in comparison to the other boards does not make sense. Instead of requesting a budget increase to place staff that has been vacant for several years now, we're requesting access to our funds in the revolving account to hire and replace just a third of the vacant staff positions. Many of the deficits found in the performance audit could be resolved simply by having the appropriate amount of staff members to conduct daily operations. And again, my perception is that this, along with the other challenges, as Board Member Tapscott had mentioned, this board has experienced is purposely being done to create an optics of a board that cannot function, and it's working. When you starve something, it will die, plain and simple. And it's our job to continue to protect the public, and we can't do that without the appropriate amount of staff. I think it's ridiculous that we have one and a half licensed processors for the entire state of Arizona, who works tirelessly, on the weekends, bless his heart, and our investigator who can't even go out in the field. So we're very understaffed at this point. I don't know if the board members have much to say other than what's already been said, but I will go ahead and open up the floor to first Vice Chair DeRoost.
Thank you. Now, I obviously agree with appreciate how the staff work that is there. And being incredibly understaffed for such a significant amount of time, doing, I believe just really good work for what they have. And so it doesn't make any sense to me, and I don't think there's been a clear explanation as to why we cannot have, or we are being refused, funding that we already have to run, the board efficiently. And so I think that's frustrating for everyone just to not have a clear answer. It's hard to know how to approach it when you're unsure why, and it just feels strategic and intentional at this point. So
thank you. Board Member Tapscott.
Thank you, Chair Ryder. I won't speculate on why it is frustrating. There's no doubt about it. But the effect once again is affecting public safety with dire issues and dire results. And it's beyond me. We have the money. Other boards get their money. Why aren't we funding these positions? So, yes, I fully support this.
Thank you. Director Augerton, do you have anything that you would like to add to this conversation?
Madam Chair, I sort of had a small speech I was going to do at the beginning, but I must tell you I am humbled by the comments that the three of you have made this morning, and I am particularly proud to be affiliated with you. You are the face of the industry, you're the voice of the industry, both from the side of the LMPs, of which two of you are state licensed, two of you are educators, one of you represents the victim community. We would have two more with the vice chair if the seats were full. So I'm going to skip today the history of the board and a prepared whine about our problems, because I don't think there's anything more articulate than the comments that have been made and the emotion behind it. And the advantage of today is that the staff have attempted to communicate your priorities with the legislature, the executive branch, and so forth. But the formal motions that you're approving today will speak much more profoundly than anything we can do by virtue of your authority as statewide appointed officials by the governor of this state. So I appreciate the chance to say more, but I think that your comments have been eloquent and on target, and that's all I have to say, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Director. On that note, I move that we propose a request to the Governor's Budget Office for 2024 and for access to the State Board Revolving Fund for emergency hiring of additional state licensing official and state investigators. So what we're requesting is at least one licensing official and one investigator, particularly for field investigation. That is my motion.
And this is Vice Chair DeRust, and I second that motion.
And a roll call vote, please.
Board Member Tapscott?
Aye.
Vice Chair DeRust?
Aye.
Chair Ryder?
Aye.
Three ayes.
The motion passes. Let's see. Item number 7, discussion, review, and proposals for future agenda items. Board staff, do you have any issues that you'd like to see on our next monthly meeting, which is on February 26th?
Madam Chair, one way or the other, we'll probably have an update on House Bill 2169. We'll offer an invitation to AMTA lobbyist Steve Mortel to come in and provide the latest information. Parenthetically, all of you are aware of the fact the bill was not scheduled for today in the House Government Committee, but we will be watching to see what the agenda is by late tomorrow or early morning Friday. I would remind everybody that Stephanie Rodriguez had come across information that the bill may very well be scheduled for next Wednesday, February the 14th, which besides Valentine's Day is also Statehood Day. And if in fact that we see late this week that the bill is scheduled for a hearing, we will notify the board and the advisory committee right away. So the amount of time for anybody within the industry who wants to communicate their position on the bill is possibly now limited to the remainder of this week and the early part of next week.
Thank you. So anybody on the call and access to licensed massage therapists and social media groups, please encourage those folks that if they've been wanting to speak up, now is the time to do it if they've been putting it off.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
One final postscript to that being on the next agenda. We should also have a report on the next agenda from SFMTD, who is finalizing the hiring of a full-time legislative lobbyist that will be assisting the state of Arizona with this issue.
Thank you so much. Okay. Our next regularly scheduled meeting is Monday, February 26th. 2024 at 9 a.m. to be held virtually online. The meeting link is located on the agendas and can be found on the board website under the meetings tab. Everybody, I appreciate you coming in on today for this special meeting. Thank you for participating. These are very important. Not that our meetings aren't always important, they are, but this was important for us to get out in front of as quickly as possible. So I appreciate you very much. Have a very productive day, and thank you. This meeting is adjourned.